This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 18th. Okay, folks, so we finally have a correction in the AI-related stocks that were really hot on Monday. And I just want you to know this is seasonality. Everybody's gone in August. Europe's gone. Many people are traveling. And we are in very thin, precarious market conditions. Now, if you read all the news stories, it's that the 30-year Treasury bond had a so-so auction. I thought the auction was fine. The bid-to-cover ratio was fine. But anyway, the yields went up to the highest yield since 2007. So this is raising fears that yields are going to go a lot higher, despite we had all the good inflation news and all that good stuff. But this is emanating from outside of America, because the bond vigilantes are forcing the yields to go higher on Britain, France, even Germany, and Japan. And although Germany is fiscally responsible, Britain, France, and Japan are not. And what all these societies have in common is they are losing households. So there's fewer people paying into the system. So yields are meandering higher. Now, Ed Yardini, who coined the word bond vigilantes some time ago, doesn't think this is going to derail the tech industry. So I thought I'd just give you some evidence. There's been a big rebound in the memory stocks. But SanDisk, despite pulling back today, is still up 30.6% in the past week. Seagate, which is, of course, down today, is up 13.85% in the past week or 5 days. And then Micron Technology is still up 9.97%, almost 10%, in the past 5 days. So I don't think there's anything wrong here, folks, okay? I think all that happens is, you know, you go up and you got to give some back. That's human nature. That's why stocks tend to climb in a normal seesaw pattern. And, you know, it's very clear that the AI boom is real. It's very clear the order backlogs are getting bigger. One of the other narratives out there is that the tech industry is borrowing to build these data centers, and that's putting upward pressure on rates. But when we just step back and look at the rest of the world, the U.S. remains the oasis. We're the technology leader. We have the strongest GDP growth. We have the strongest currency. And I don't think there's anything to worry about, except it's summertime, okay? And this is why I don't like August, okay? Even though we have melted up this August, but that's because we're coming off of July, which was the situational awareness hedge fund blowing up. Now, it was disclosed in some articles that Leopold, the guy that led situational awareness to Citadel, bailed it out. He had 56% of his money in Micron and SanDisk, okay? So apparently at Bloom Energy, too, and some other of our AI-related stocks. But, you know, that might explain why the activity in those stocks was so wild in July. But anyway, he's out of the picture now. Citadel's running everything, and that's that. So don't worry. Be happy. Enjoy the summer. This illiquidity in the market is going to continue through mid-September. Just so you know, we will tend to rally into Labor Day weekend because it's a holiday, people are happy. It just seems to rub off on market sentiment. But I do want you to know that, you know, there's just no one's around, okay? And so concerns or themes can get amplified. And as we step back and look at this earnings announcement season, NVIDIA will be the grand finale on August 26th, although then Micron will announce after that. And NVIDIA's earnings should push the S&P earnings up over 50% for this quarter. Right now they're running over 47%. So that's just stunning. I never anticipated that. It's just unbelievable. We didn't go up as much as earnings, so P ratios are being compressed. And that's the other narrative you'll hear. Well, the bond vigilantes are going to demand lower P ratios. Well, P ratios are collapsing because the earnings are so strong. So that's that. Now, we did have news that the July housing starts fell 12.4%. They're running only at $1.24 million annual pace. You know, this is just a sign what higher interest rates do. Hurts the housing market, hurts anything that's interest rate sensitive, could eventually hurt the auto industry. So we'll see. But please hang in there. Don't worry about anything because the earnings are phenomenal. And again, I just cited the return on the memory stocks in last week. So even though they're down today, obviously we made a lot of money. So that's it. And just hang in there. The big news is going to be Jackson Hole. We all want to see what Kevin Warsh is going to say. I'm anticipating that he's going to say that AI is creating productivity gains that are non-inflationary. We'll see. But the entire financial news media cannot wait to go to Jackson Hole. It's like their annual vacation. I realize it's for the Fed governors, but the way the media treats it's their vacation too. And obviously it's in a gorgeous place. So that's that. Just hang in there, and I'll keep updating you during fast market conditions. It's Louis Navalier.